Hi guys, this is Tim from Underground Sports Connection with your Friday, June the 22nd report. Today we're going to be talking about the Friday card and just giving you some general stuff of what to look for in some of these plays. Most of these plays is game one of a series. This is Interleague Baseball still. And let's just get right to it. Washington Nationals at the Baltimore Orioles. The opening line was Baltimore minus 115. The current line is Baltimore minus 121. The total started out at 8. It is now up to 8.5. Pitchers are Zimmerman versus Hamill. Detroit at Pittsburgh. Opening line was Detroit minus 115, and the current line is Detroit minus 110. The total started out at 7. It's up now to 7.5. Pitchers are Fisher and Burnett. The next game is Tampa Bay at Philadelphia. Opening line was Philadelphia minus 136. The current line is Philadelphia minus 135. The total started at 7.5 over, minus 115. The current line is 7.5 under, minus 120. A lot of movement in that total. The pitchers are Shields versus Lee. Next up, we got Toronto at Miami. The opening line was Miami minus 117. It is now Miami minus 120. The total started at 8. The current line on the total is 8.5. New York Yankees at New York Mets Subway Series. Opening line, New York Yankees minus 139. Current line, Yankees minus 135. The total on that game is opened up at 8.5. It is now down to 8. You got Minnesota traveling to the Reds. Opening line was the Reds minus 177. The current line is the Reds minus 190. The total started out at 9.5 flat. The total now is 9.5 under. Excuse me, I'm messing up all over this game. The opening line was 9.5 flat. The current total is 9.5 over, minus 115. You got pitchers going as Blackburn and Homer Bailey. The next game up is the Atlanta Braves at the Boston Red Sox. The opening line was 149 Boston, minus 149. The current total is Boston minus 190. One of the biggest jumps on the card today. The total started out at 10.5 under, minus 108. The current line is 10.5 under, minus 120. The Indians travel to the Astros. Opening line was the Indians minus 120. The current line is minus 131. The total for this game started out at 9 over, minus 110. The current total, 9 over, minus 115. The Rockies go to Texas. The Rangers started out as a 198 favorite. The current line is the Rangers minus 200. The total started out at 10.5 over, minus 116. And now it's 10.5 over, minus 115. Milwaukee versus the White Sox. White Sox opened up as a 134 favorite. Current line, minus 130. The total started out at 7.5 under, minus 110. Now it's 7.5 under, minus 125. St. Louis takes another crack at Kansas City. The home line there for Kansas City started out at minus 108. The line is up to minus 113. The Cardinals and Royals total started at 9 over 15. It is currently 9.5 under 15. The Cubs go to Arizona. The opening line was Arizona minus 149. Current line, Arizona minus 160. The total started at 9 under minus 107 and is currently at 9 flat. Next game up, Seattle at San Diego. Opening line, San Diego minus 108. Current line, San Diego minus 115. The total has dropped. It opened up at 6.5 flat. It is now at 6 over minus 115. And we got the Giants taking on Oakland. The line opened up. Oakland a minus 120 favorite. The current line is minus 109. The total started at 7 flat. And now we got the current total at 7 over minus 125. LA at LA. Dodgers at the Angels. Opening line had the Angels favored minus 155. Current line has the Angels favored by 163. The totals in that game, LA Dodgers, Angels, 7.5 under minus 120. The current line is 7 over minus 120. The pitchers are Billingsley and Herron. Left off the pitchers on a couple of those games for San Francisco. They're pitching the guy I ran it about on one of the other episodes at Lincecum. And for Oakland, they're pitching Parker. Seattle will be pitching Millwood. San Diego pitching Richard. The Cubs are pitching Samardzija, and Arizona is pitching Saunders. St. Louis is pitching Kelly, and Kansas City is pitching Mazzaro. Milwaukee will be pitching Greinke. White Sox pitching Sale. Colorado pitching Friedrich. Texas, Roy Oswalt makes his return. And let's see, what other games did I leave off the pitchers? Cleveland pitching Jimenez, Houston pitching Harrell, Atlanta bringing back Jair Jurgens, Boston pitching Lester, Minnesota, Blackburn, Reds, Bailey, and I believe, well, I missed this one too. The Yankees were pitching Pettit, the Mets will be pitching Nice, Toronto pitching Romero, Miami's pitching Sanchez, Tampa Bay is pitching Shields, Philadelphia pitching Lee, and I believe that I covered the rest of the pitchers. That's going to open up this Friday night of Interleague Baseball. Okay, now let's talk a little bit about some of the current streaks, and then we'll move on into what we got going for tonight here at the Underground Sports Connection. Let's just move down and just in no particular order. The Washington Nationals are back on a 2-game winning streak. The Boston Red Sox are on a 5-game winning streak. Plus, Boston games have went over 4 straight times. Cubs games have 2 straight unders. White Sox have 2 straight unders. The Cincinnati Reds are on a 3-game losing streak. While they have 2, their last 2 games have been went under the total. Cleveland Indians are on a 3-game win streak, but their last 2 games have went under the total. The last 2 Detroit games have went under the total. The Houston Astros have 2 losses in a row and 2 unders in a row. Kansas City, the Royals have 2 wins in a row with 2 unders in a row. The LA Angels on a 2-game win streak, while the LA Dodgers are on a 3-game losing streak, and 4 of the Dodgers, the last 4 Dodger games have went under the total. The Miami Marlins are on a 4-game losing streak, but their last 3 games have went over. And let's look at the Milwaukee Brewers. Their last 4 games have went over the total. New York Yankees are on a 2-game losing streak, while the New York Mets are on a 3-game win streak. New York Mets games have went under the total 5 straight times. The Oakland A's are on a three-game Oakland is on a three-game winning streak. While their last four games have went under the total, the Mariners' last two games have went over the total. The St. Louis Cardinals' last two games have went under the total. San Diego Padres on a three-game losing streak. San Francisco Giants, two-game losing streak. Texas Rangers are on a six-game winning streak. Tampa Bay Rays have lost two straight. The Blue Jays have three straight overs. The Diamondbacks have two straight overs. The Atlanta Braves are on a two-game win streak. The Baltimore Orioles are on a three-game losing streak and has six straight games go under the total. If I didn't mention a team, they're stuck at one. They either got one win, one loss, one over, or one under. Now, for tonight, myself, out of all those games, out of all those pitchers, out of all those trends, stats, or whatnot, and all the movement, I got one side and two totals. And my side is a underdog. I feel it's a good spot for this team. And I like both my totals. Reese Roberts just contacted me about 15 minutes ago. He has two run line plays, and he has a underdog on the money line. So tonight, the combo will consist of four side bets and two totals for a combined combo package of six plays. And you can start tonight for just $84, and it will cover you the next 31 days. And that comes out to a measly $2.70 per day. And you can be a member, a daily member of Team Underground. So guys, I'll be back with another update later. I'm going to rename these podcasts from episodes 1, 2, 3, etc. Just I'm going to put the dates, and we'll just try to get more updates here, and not necessarily call them episodes, but more or less just updates. And but anyway, if you want to hear more about NFL preseason football, go to www.undergroundsportsconnection.com. I have a blog entry post on there that I made a few days ago. It talks about several key points to consider when betting on preseason football. Preseason football is always a opportunity to make money. It is not as risky as you think if you really put the time in it and evaluate the situations of the game. It's just like any other thing that you handicap. You are looking for an edge. You need to take advantage of the edges while you got them, because let's face it, the odds makers, the bookmakers, all the guys that's on the other side of us that's taking us on daily, they hold the edge the majority of the time, because you know, for every winner they probably got three to four losers. So it's really, or more, you know, but they hold the edge most of the time. So when we can take advantage of a certain situation, and I use a very good example of a game that I circled last year a few weeks before the season even started, and I gave reasons. But check it out. It's the blog. It's up at www.undergroundsportsconnection.com. Also, if you want to get on the combo packs and take advantage of the six plays that me and Reese Roberts has tonight, then go straight to www.hotcappersreport.com. Click on the homepage, get on the direct link. I have easy access there. You can pay with any major credit card, any debit card, and of course you can use the PayPal option. All packages and plays will be sent direct to your mailbox, your email address, and they will be sent out daily. And have a good winning night, have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you on the next report.